Good morning, family, or good afternoon, or maybe even good evening from whatever time you're listening from, and welcome to Fountain of Living Waters podcast. So guys, I'll quickly rush into today's episode, and the topic for today's episode is God can be trusted. God can be trusted. I know it's easier said when everything is going well, but when things are going the other side, you trust God, but sometimes your faith waver. So I'm here to tell you with boldness, with confidence, that God can be trusted. You know? So if God tells you do this thing, and God says go this place, you know, trust Him that He has made everything work for your good. God can be trusted. Now, I'll rush into three verses, and I will explain briefly to the best I can. And I also give you one major reason why God can be trusted. Okay, so the first verse we'll go to today is Mark 13 verse 31, that says, a popular verse of scripture, we all know what Mark 13 verse 31 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Now what are these words I said? If you read your Bible, there are some words of affirmation, that so many words of affirmation that you can, you know, take and say to yourself. You're going through troubles, He said He will protect you because you trust in His name, in Psalm 91. You're going through pain, going through challenges, like Psalm 27. There are so many verses in the Bible that you can hold on to when things are going not the way you want it to be. So many words, so many verses, so many chapters, so many scriptures. Those are the word of God. It's more like a constitution in the kingdom of God, that when you say this thing to God, you remind Him of what He has said, and He does not go back on His word. That is one thing I know about my God. He doesn't go back on His word. If He have said He would do it at the appointed time, if He have said He's going to bless you and you're going to be prosperous, if He has said you stand before kings and kings and not before men, trust me, He would do it. He does not go back on His word. His words does not fall to the ground and produce nothing. It doesn't happen. It can't. I can tell you, it's my full chest. I really can. So now, if God has said heaven and earth will pass away, but His words will never, meaning nothing He says will ever come to Him empty. They will come back to Him, but they'll come back to Him fulfilled. He has said His words, so would it be. Now what all that needs to be done is for us to take this word and believe in these words. Now the second verse is Psalm 18 verse 30, that says, as for God, His ways is perfect, the word of the Lord is proven, is a shield to all who trust Him. Now this is why we need to be meditate on the word of God day and night, because this is our only help. Yes, this is our only help. I say this thing so many times that people want to actually hear from God directly, but the Bible is closed. This is the first thing we should know as a believer. God speaks to us through the word of God. So if the Bible has said in Psalm 18 verse 30 that as for God, His ways is perfect, the word of the Lord is proven. It has been tested, it has been proven. from the days of Abraham, from the days of Isaac, to Jacob, to Moses, to Joshua, to bringing down to the New Testament, from the times of John the Baptist to Jesus, the apostles, to Paul, to Peter. His word has been proven. He has done great and mighty things. The same loving Father is the same God as the mighty man in battle. The merciful one is the one that is ready to slay the enemies at the slightest time. He will do it. His words have been proven. He has done it before and he will do it again. So that's my point. The one major reason why God can be trusted is because he has done it before. Now, the difference between trusting God and having faith in God is, when you trust someone, it shows that the person has proven to be trusted. You know, you don't just walk up to a stranger and say, "I trust you." Let's go to a practical example. You don't just walk up to anybody and say, "Oh yeah, I trust you. You look like someone I should trust." It doesn't work that way. It takes time. Sometimes you just need to like hear things, see things to believe. Now, the word of God is enough proof that God can be trusted. From everyone I mentioned in the Bible, from Abraham to the generation of Jesus, to the apostles, to Peter, to Stephen, to everybody, shows that God can be trusted. When he says a thing, it will come to pass. You can trust God. You can bank on God. That's the bank that is always network 24 hours. There's always network. You can bank on God. You can give him your life and be so confident that you are covered. The last part says, "Is a shield to all who trust him." Is a shield. Like, you're so confident that nothing can go wrong. Because why? Your trust is in God. It's not in man. Men may fail. Men can. It is our nature to sometimes be unstable. Men can fail, but God cannot fail, because God can be trusted. He has a track record of keeping his words. He can be trusted. And the difference between trusting God and having faith in God is that when you trust God, you have done it before. And when you have faith in God, you are not with sure if you have done it before. Well, that's when the Bible said faith. I want to use the Bible verse itself so we can understand. Give me a moment. So Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things we've not seen." Now, we are hoping for these things and the evidence of things we have not seen. Sometimes we don't have approved if it has been done or not. We don't even know if this thing has happened previously or not, but we have faith that it will happen. We don't want to know if that happened before or not, but this faith is what strengthens us and says, "Okay, God has promised that anything I ask in his name will be given to me. I have faith in God and I believe it's going to happen." But trust is when there's a track record of someone keeping his words. Then you can trust him. You can trust him. You can bank on him. So guys, lastly, I leave you with this verse. Jeremiah 17 verse 7. "But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. It will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when it comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." That is what happens when you trust in the Lord. You are not scared of when it comes. Your leaves are always green. People will wonder how. People will wonder why. But the only reason why this is happening, because your trust is in God. So guys, our main point today is for you to trust God. God can be trusted. He has a track record of keeping his words. God can be trusted. So guys, I'll see you next week on another beautiful episode. That'll be episode 29, by the grace of God. I pray for everyone listening to me today that the strength to trust God, the strength to trust God, let it come upon everyone listening to me right now. He give you the strength to trust him, because he has a track record of keeping his word. Thank you, Jesus. I'll see you guys next week. Till then, bye.